back in time I was growing up, it was, and some of them older than me could remember these old terms. But you didn't want that age. You wanted
That's right. Well, I mean, that says something too, you know. It tells you how fast, you know, those terms are dying out and so forth, whether people of different ages can remember them, you know, or not. So, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, since TV and so forth, everybody ends up talking more or less the same, you know, and that's some people say, well, you know, certain terms stay on in different areas, so.
Anyway, I know a brother-in-law came down from Connecticut, and he was from Ohio, and he kept saying aircon. You know what that is? Air conditioner. That's their terms up north there, for air conditioner.
Just shorten it, aircon.
Acting smart.
Well, would you say if somebody ate something they disagreed with them or something like that came back up?
There's a lot of bad words for that. Puke.
Yeah.
Throw up. Vomit. You probably have all those in there, don't you?
For some reason, I didn't have to throw up, but I know that. Some of these I need to type in because a lot of them are real common that I just didn't have marked down.
Have you had some say puke?
Yeah.
That just sounds so ugly.
Yeah. Would you have different, I know there people have different ways of saying when somebody dies, you know, you might have a more polite way, you know, saying. Or
pass away.
Yeah. Or some might have some kind of crude sort of term.
Pass away is usually one.
Have you ever heard anybody use any different names for the devil?
Yeah, there's a lot of different terms for it.
Like what?
Well, I'm a Satan. I really can't think of any now. You're taxing my brain too much.
You ever hear anybody say to kids, you better watch out, the boogeyman's gonna get you? Would that be the devil they were referring to, you think?
Or anything a child would be afraid of.
Yeah.
At least that's what you think of is the devil.
What about, do you know of any place around here that people would say was haunted? Did you used to have any kind of stories about any
local places? No, I really don't. I don't like to go to any old empty house.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know who you think might be in there, but you think might be something in there.
Yeah.
There's one right back there, and I wouldn't dare go back there by myself. I think the buzzards roost in it now.
Do they?
There's two buzzards for the last couple of years. And you see them, they circle, they're so green, and they just go zip right in there.
In that house?
Can you see it? Can you see it?
No, I don't believe I do. I see a trailer there.
It's back to the left of that, on back further in the edge of the woods where that again.
Maybe I do. I see something back there. That must be
it's an old family house.